Norwegians love their butter, so it's just another way of getting butter into the body.
At Petersburg Sons of Norway Hall, Sally Dwyer is preparing lefse for this year's julebukking celebration.
And this is sweetened butter. It's got powdered sugar in it. In a few minutes, it'll have some cinnamon on it. And then we'll have another vehicle for butter into the body called lefse.
Lefse is a traditional Norwegian flatbread that is turned into a sweet pastry similar to a cinnamon roll. Dwyer lays out the bread on the table before spreading sweet butter across it. Then she sprinkles cinnamon across the butter before rolling it all up. Every year, the Sons of Norway serves the treat for julebukking.
Now I'm going to sprinkle cinnamon, and then I'll roll it a little bit. And I usually take anything that's torn or icky and put it in the middle so that it hides it. And then we cut it into six pieces.
Away from the Sons of Norway Hall, in her home, is local resident Roxanne Lee. The 93-year-old has been celebrating julebukking since she moved to Petersburg 75 years ago. She remembers her first season learning about the tradition.
You know, I came from Minnesota, and I was up here in 1947 when I first came up here. And my friends at Christmas time asked me if I would like to go julebukking, and I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if it was skiing or tobogganing or what it was. Anyhow, and they said, no, we just go and visit other people and have treats.
But it didn't stop with getting treats.
People were having libation, little drinks, and cookies and goodies. And so I enjoyed that and got to meet all these nice new people. And then we brought that group of three or four, up to six, and then that group went to the next house. And so then the group got larger and larger as it went on.
The origins of the tradition date back to Norway and has pre-Christian origins. When Scandinavians immigrated to the United States in the 1900s, they brought julebukking with them. Julebuk means Christmas goat in Norwegian. One theory for the tradition says it was a way for Vikings to worship the Norse god Thor. Thor was always pulled in a chariot across the sky by two goats. People may have celebrated him with feasts. Another theory is the celebration comes from multiple Scandinavian cultures whose festivals celebrated good harvest seasons. In Petersburg, the tradition has evolved over the years. Sally Dwyer is vice president of the Sons of Norway Hall and grew up in Petersburg. When she was young, folks would dress up in costumes and go door to door.
When I was a kid, julebukking was where strangers, or you thought they were strangers, they were dressed in men's clothing, and then they had masks on, and they'd come to your house with a tray, and they'd expect a drink. And they usually traveled in little packs, like 3 to 5. And it scared the heck out of us kids, because we didn't know who they were. And my mom and dad, of course, did, and they would give them a drink, aquavit, or some good scotch, or maybe a little Crown Royal if we had it. And then they'd go away, and they'd go to somebody else's house. And we'd all go, wow, the julebuckers were here.
Dwyer said, beginning in the mid-60s, businesses in downtown Petersburg started giving customers treats as a thank you for supporting them throughout the year. This practice of giving back to their customers continues today.
Well, I think it's gotten a little more elaborate. It isn't just a cheese ball with a bunch of Ritz crackers. You know, it's meatballs and feta cheese and cranberry, and it's just a lot of other stuff. And people just bring what they want. The cookies, in traditional Norwegian, at the Yule board, you have 7 kinds of cookies, and that's a tradition. And so we do try to bake 7 kinds of cookies, and includes lefse as a cookie.
The Yule board is a traditional spread of snacks for julebukking with both sweet and savory foods. As Dwyer finishes her batch of lefse in the kitchen, she lets me taste one of the first pieces.
Okay, let's see.
My husband called this wet wallpaper. He was from Boston.
Mm. I can see that it is sweet. I can definitely see that. Well, that's because of the cinnamon, though, but...
Yeah.
The lefse is like a mix between the texture of a pancake and the flavor of a cinnamon roll, with the sweet butter combining the two into one treat. The julebukking events in Petersburg may end for the year on Christmas Eve, but the tradition will likely stick around for generations to come. In Petersburg, I'm Jordan Lewis.